Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, cash cattle trade did slowly develop yesterday with some trade in Nebraska at about $165, $3 higher than last week that we saw. Now, additional trade still expected in the north. Nothing so far has happened in our part of the country as it remains at a standstill, although packer interest here in the south is expected to improve through the day with at least light trade expected sometime. The boost in cash trade in the north is expected to stimulate firm asking prices through most of the day as feeders are looking for higher cash cattle trade in all areas when the dust settles. Futures trades expected mixed today, but the firming undertone through the week is expected to continue to develop until next week. The overall lack of China presence in the hog market yesterday following bullish talks and expectations earlier in the week, combined with a disappointing sales number to China last week in the export sales report, led to moderate pressure in the complex. With limited additional market news likely this morning, hog futures are expected to chop around in a narrow to moderately mixed trading range. The wheat markets, they're mainly higher, led by winter wheat contracts, and even Minneapolis is pushing into positive territory after early session losses. Minneapolis closing lower for the first session in eight grabbed attention yesterday, especially after it made new highs for the move. At the highs Thursday, Minneapolis December wheat rallied 72 cents, with only a handful of lower closes along the way. Easier corn prices as we get set to close the week, following through on the weakness posted yesterday. Trends are still up on a short-term basis and are set back to about 364 to 365 right in that area, and that would excite traders to look for an inverted head and shoulders pattern. The pattern of poor demand carried over to yesterday as export sales totaled 19.5 million bushels, the lowest week of sales since 2017 and the second lowest since 2015. The soybean futures are lower, following through on the past 2 days' weakness and looking to close lower for the third session in a row. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle down 5 cents yesterday, 102.95. December up 25 at 108.75. October feeder cattle up 65, 143.10. November up 32 at 141.45. October hogs down 35, 64.22. Kansas City wheat, December up 4.25 at 408.25. March was up 4.25 at 421.5. The Chicago wheat, December up 7 cents, 484.25. March up 6.5, 490.25. December corn up down 1.75 at 372.5, and March was down 3/4 at 384.75. November soybeans down 3/4 yesterday, 888.5. January down 0.5 at 902.75. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.